WTAW News Time is 7:05. It's 45 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by StarTex Propane, now serving Bryan College Station. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. The Bryan and College Station school boards have taken steps to expand their alternative learning programs.
The Bryan School Board recently gave administrators the green light to establish an at-risk academy for middle school students that's projected to start next fall. Superintendent Tommy Wallace says two teachers, two instructional aides, a counselor, and an assistant principal will work with around 30 sixth through eighth graders.
That is a direction that you as a board have asked us to pursue as a board goal. And so we've pursued that. The only thing, as we talked about this, is that this program cannot fail.
In College Station, the school board was given an update at its last meeting about the expansion of what's now Timber Academy into what will become College View High School. Board President Valerie Yokin among those calling on administrators that an increase in students and programs does not result in losing what's been a successful program.
For those of us who perhaps don't on a daily basis run into families whose children have benefited from Timber, you know, the emotion that they give to us and how important it was to their child being successful young adults. We don't get that from the kid who just walked across Consol.
Students are scheduled to be in the new College View space next month. Current enrollment's around 50. That'll eventually grow to as many as 200. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
A year after serving two terms on the Bryan City Council, Ann Horton begins a two-year appointment on the Blinn College Board of Trustees. Horton and College Station Mayor Nancy Berry, who were both members of Blinn's Brazos County Advisory Committee, will participate in their first meeting on the 15th at the Blinn-Bryan campus.
Well, I thought it was a really good opportunity for us, and I think it's probably long overdue. We have been a part of Blinn for so very long and not had any kind of opportunity to have an input on any of the policy making or anything like that. So I think it's something that needed to happen, so I'm glad that I'm able to do it.
Since leaving the Bryan Council, Horton and her husband have continued their work in El Salvador as part of SHIP, the Shelter the Homeless International Project. A local group of pastors' wives has formed a nonprofit group that aims to openly discuss racial issues in the area and take action. The first meeting of BCS Be the Bridge takes place tonight.
We want people to think critically about things that they're hearing and seeing on the news, discussions that they're having with their family members, and we want people to engage with people that don't necessarily look like them.
Coordinator April Williams says the meeting includes a discussion about Michelle Alexander's book, The New Jim Crow. More information about BCS Be the Bridge and tonight's meeting is online at WTAW.com. The Downtown Bryan Association has extended its deadline for entries for their parade, which is the evening of the 11th, to this Friday at noon. Meantime, there are 114 entries for the 89th BCS Christmas Parade, which starts Sunday afternoon at 2. Children are also reminded to write their letters to Santa, which will be picked up by his elves along the parade route. WTAW News Time is 7:08. It's 44 degrees. This look at news brought to you by StarTex Propane. More news coming up at 7:30 or any time at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zeinert, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
StarTex Propane, a family business since 1975, has been serving Central Texas for over 30 years, and now serving Bryan College Station. StarTex Propane offers all kinds of services, from residential to commercial installation, hookups and appliance conversions, and StarTex Propane even leases and sells all sizes of tanks. StarTex will also meet or beat on propane prices. Visit StarTexPropane.com or call StarTex Propane today and mention WTAW for a discount, 1-800-792-3480.
At Fast Track Kids, we know that the best gift you can give your child this holiday season is the gift of time and learning. The innovative new Early Learning Enrichment Center in South College Station is now open and offering classes for children ages 6 months to 8 years. We believe the early years are the laughing and learning years, and Fast Track Kids is a place for your child to explore their world and expand their creativity while having fun. Space is limited, so check us out at fasttrackkids.com/collegestation. From all of us at Fast Track Kids, we wish you a very Merry Christmas.
Just about 7:10. Good morning. Our Brazos Valley weather forecast is brought to you by Skyline Communications. In business for your business since 1981 with two-way radios and paging service. Call Skyline Communications 775-2929.
Considerable sunshine will eventually develop today from northwest towards the south and east as the clouds we've been seeing much of this week push off to the south and east today, high 60 to 65. Overnight clear with a low of 35 to 40. We'll have sunshine tomorrow. Highs are going to be at 60 tomorrow afternoon. Clear tomorrow night, a low of 40. And then looking ahead to Friday, it's mostly sunny, a little milder, high 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
And I'm Kevin O'Connor. We'll take a look at your sports here in just a bit with A&M men's basketball gearing up for Florida Gulf Coast tonight. A&M women get yet another co-player of the week. And we've got an update on Cliff Kingsbury doing a little house cleaning at Texas Tech. All that and more coming up in sports at about 7:50.
There you go. Later on this morning, the most popular Christmas songs going on now. We'll have that for you. And we'll find some other popularity things. This is... I don't know if scam is the right thing to say. I don't know if this is something that actually was reported on Friday, so it may have been fixed by now, but the idea of you being able to get, well, a special deal if you're shopping online. You doing any shopping online? Some of that's going on out there. I'm not sure if you knew about that or not. Well, anyway, we'll do that, I think, probably in the next half hour. In the meantime, did King Tut have like a man cave? Have you heard about this?
No.
There's a 90% chance that the tomb of King Tut contains a hidden chamber. After a three-day probe of the legendary burial site, the antiquities minister said that high-resolution radar scans focusing mainly on the north wall of the tomb showed distinct linear traces inside the two still unexplored chambers below the western and northern walls.
Big screen TV in there?
Well, I don't know. I'm just, you know, again, if you think about it, he had as much money as anybody alive at that time, so it could well be that that was,
low-wage workers.
And were the aliens involved?
Well, that we don't know yet. We'll see.
Well, then this is all just piddly.
Yeah. Okay.
We have to know if aliens are involved.
6-year-old North Carolina boy has been rescued after scaling a 50-foot tree in his backyard. By the time Mama noticed he was in the tree, he'd already made it all the way to the top. She tried to get him to come down. He wouldn't budge. Firefighters spent an hour trying to figure out exactly how to rescue him. Their ladders were too short, and the ground was too soft to support their fire trucks. The fire department spokesman said, "We contacted a local electrical company. They had a boom truck." The boy was eventually brought down safely and unhurt.
And grounded until he's 30.
I know. What a story. I mean, what a story. I'm not sure if he'll be able to tell it or not, but hey, man, let me tell you what happened with such and such. All right, here's the deal I was going to tell you about. A trick that you can use to save money while shopping online. You create an account with your favorite website. You fill your online shopping cart. And then you abandon it.
But why?
Well, doesn't work with every website, but ratherbeshopping.com says some of the big-name retailers will then email you a coupon or a discount code to encourage you to finish the purchase.
Oh.
Huh?
Oh.
We prefer you shop locally, but if you're going to shop online, you might want to try that.
Sneaky, sneaky.
At least right now, Babies R Us and Toys R Us and Bed Bath & Beyond and Dick's Sporting Goods and Macy's have done that. So they're updating the site regularly, but there you are. So
interesting.
You form yourself a fake account and go and almost close the deal. Almost close the deal. Let's see. 7:14. We talked about this yesterday off the air. Now, let's say that you have there's a new baby coming in your life or a friend's life, and one of the things that you want to do is like trick out the crib. Okay. Well, new research shows that half of new parents are doing it wrong. CafeMom.com reports a study from the National Institute of Health, okay, NIH, and the Centers for Disease Control that said 54% of U.S. American babies are put in bed with sheets and toys and bumpers and quilts and comforters and all that kind of stuff. And those things, while are warm and comfy for grown-ups, really increase the risk of SIDS. Babies should be, they're saying now, alone, on their backs, on a firm surface with a single fitted sheet at bedtime.
Goodness.
That's what we did.
That well, yeah, that would change the baby market. You know what I'm saying?
Oh, yeah.
I mean, because they do trick out the crib. There's no doubt.
We did have bumpers, but we didn't have blankets and toys and nothing else went in there.
Well, again, more and more of that stuff is out there and available. And so, you know, it ends up being the new hottest product. But they're saying, in fact, it may not be a good idea to do
that. How many times has that changed?
What's that?
Well, we've talked about global warming and then global cooling and all that other stuff. How many times put your baby on your face, baby on the back? Don't put anything in the crib. Put stuff in the crib. Yeah, put in the bumpers. Don't put in the bumpers.
Egg whites, egg yolks.
Yeah, that's right. Back to sleep. I mean, that's what I learned. But anyhow, there you are. Just one more thing for you to think about. So did you see the video about the bride who was eating a burger in her wedding dress at a Minnesota Wild hockey game?
No, I did not.
Yeah! The fans there, Erica Scuda and Lewis Blake, attended the game against the Dallas Stars as their wedding finale. Blake, for his part, is a New Zealand resident. He had hoped to get on the Jumbotron by holding up a sign that read, "I flew 8,044 miles from New Zealand to be at this game and to get married." But it was another moment that actually caught everybody's eye, and that was when she went ahead and ate the hamburger, and he dabbed a little bit of ketchup off her chin.
He's so cute.
I'm telling you, in her wedding outfit. All right.
They didn't spend enough on the wedding. They had to go spend it on concessions, too.
Yeah, that's true. I'd think about that. What a wonderful post-wedding meal that would be. 7:16. A couple of things having to do with the times they are changing. Researchers say that larger rear ends are causing drug injections to miss their mark. Requiring longer needles to actually reach the muscle.
Because your arse is too big.
I think that's basically. I think that's what we're saying.
Are you kidding me?
Standard size needles oft times fail to reach the muscle. In 23 of 25 women whose rears were examined. I'm just saying that. I'd like to know what the entire sample was. I mean, was this just women? We didn't test any guys having this problem. Two-thirds of the 50 patients in the study did not receive the full dosage of the drug. Instead, it was lodged tissues that they had. So trying to think of a nice word, but it is what it is.
So when they ask, "Oh, what's one more donut going to hurt?" Longer needle, that's what it's going to hurt.
Yeah, that's how much. Yeah, you'll feel that one. Okay, so if that's not a big enough problem, Instagram has been, of course, a big deal ever since it was launched in 2010. An indication of how influential it happens to be. Young parents are now naming their children after Instagram photo filters.
Oh, no.
Did you need more evidence that we're cartwheeling into the ocean?
This is idiocracy. It's happening.
It is. It's here. It's the life that we live in. A trend that's being called #InstagramBabies. More and more parents are now giving their kids names like Lux,
Valencia,
Hudson, Kelvin, Juno, Ludwig, Reyes, and Amaro.
These kids.
Just saying hello.
So that Kardashian woman needs a 3-foot needle?
Woo!
A little chill in the air, Christmas music on the radio, curled up in front of a crackling fire in the fireplace with a big mug of hot cocoa. Christmas is all about traditions, and traditions turn a house into a home. At Zorneman Flooring, we love holiday traditions, and we want to be a part of creating just the right look and feel for your home. Stop by our showroom at the corner of Boonville and Wildflower Drive, or find us online at zfloors.net. From all of us at Zorneman Flooring, we wish you a very Merry Christmas and a Happy New Year.
If you watch TV, listen to the radio, go to the movies, or simply hear people talking, you hear about prescription drugs and their effects. Sometimes these are portrayed as safe or as something that is meant for a good time. Actually, nothing could be farther from the truth. Prescription drugs are prescribed by a doctor with one person in mind and one reason in mind. That reason is to treat someone for an illness or injury. If you abuse your or someone else's medicine, this could be a prescription for disaster. For more information, call 979-846-3560.
Ho, ho, Rudolph, won't you guide my sleigh right on over to Must Be Heaven Sandwich Shop?
But Santa, how will we ever have time to deliver all these toys?
Don't worry, Rudolph. Their scrumptious pies and sandwiches are handmade every day and ready to eat when you walk in.
Oh, boy, I can hardly wait.
Just promise you won't tell Mrs. Claus.
Visit Must Be Heaven Sandwich Shop this holiday season for pies, sandwiches, and soups that are Rudolph and Santa approved.
The 89th Annual Bryan College Station Christmas Parade, A Winter Wonderland, steps off Sunday at 2 p.m. Rain or shine, plan to be there as we celebrate the official start to the Christmas season. Look in Sunday's Eagle for a listing of all the entries. Then be along the parade route Sunday at 2. The parade starts at Polo Road on University Drive, then turns north on Texas Avenue. Kids, don't forget your letters to Santa and include a return address so Santa can write back. The 89th Annual BCS Christmas Parade, A Winter Wonderland.
News Talk 1620 WTAW. Okay, if your kids are already grown and out of the house, you don't have to worry about the baby crib and your butt's the right size, so you don't have to worry about the shots. Here's one more thing. One more thing for you to worry about. People who live with constant road noise may face a higher risk of developing depression. All right, now what is road noise, though? I mean, we're talking highways? Well, I don't need that. And, you know, if you think about it, one of these days, road noise will be different because... Well, I'll be doing.
You still get that tick, 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 tick with the tires.
German researchers have found the risk was about 25% higher for people living in areas with a lot of traffic compared to those living in areas with little road noise. Risk was largely confined to those who were poor, unemployed, and had limited education, and smoked and had insomnia. Okay, now, if you're poor, unemployed, limited education, smoke, and have insomnia, why is road noise what makes the difference? I mean, I'm not a scientist, and I don't play one on the radio, but it seemed like you've already got some markers going there. The WebMD says that while researchers did not find a direct cause and effect relationship, if road noise persisted over a long time and was loud and constant, it could contribute to depression.
What about train horns?
Well, you know, and...
Then the entire, well, I was going to say Brazos Valley, but at least Bryan College Station proper would be depressed.
Well, a lot of people would hear those. And the thing is, I think after a while, you get used to that.
I grew up in a pier and beam home about 200 yards from the tracks.
Rocking, buddy.
Oh, man. I'm telling you. Yeah. I think that's why I'm a hard sleeper now.
Well, and it could well be. And you know, most everybody has some sort of an anecdotal situation where they, you know, moved to another house or, you know, were staying someplace where those noises that you weren't used to might disturb your sleep. But over time, you get used to it. I mean, I think you do. I just find it very interesting that now. So where are we trying to go with this? Where are the Germans trying to go with this about this constant road noise thing? I mean, because let's go ahead and just let's disallow the whole idea about poor, unemployed, limited education, smoking, and having insomnia.
Then you would drive a BMW.
Yeah, those would be markers for possible depression. Let's go ahead and hang it on the constant road noise, because that's exactly what I was thinking it was. All right, how often have you apologized for something before the fact? Well, think about it. Often when people feel less confident, they apologize before they ask for something or to pitch an idea. I mean, you've heard people say this. I'm sorry, this may sound stupid, but...
Yeah.
Dot, dot, dot. Okay. The fact is that successful people apologize less. They apologize when an apology is required, but it makes no sense to apologize for something you haven't done or said yet. What it does is it weakens your message, and it makes you appear unsure of yourself.
I saw a little comic along the same lines, and it talked about how not only you appear to other people, but how other people feel about that. Instead of saying, "I'm sorry I'm late, thank you for your patience," or "I'm sorry for troubling you with my concerns, thank you for listening to me.
Uh-huh, okay.
Sort of turning that around.
Exactly. Lee Cooperman, who is a hedge fund billionaire, uses this approach. "I'll tell you I'm great, Then I'll tell you why, and you decide. No apologies. Yeah. So, if you ever catch yourself wanting to apologize first, think about what Lee Cooperman says. Just ask the question or make the statement, then back it up. Take I'm sorry out of that rotation. No apologies. You'll get more respect probably from people. Maybe more than you deserve, but still, nonetheless. And I do. I think that probably makes a good deal of sense in what you said, too. Rather than walking in apologetically. And there are people who certainly do that.
Yeah, I'm sorry about that. I forgot.
Yeah, okay. Could be the road noise. All right, 725, Aransas Valley weather forecast is brought to you this morning by Action Sports, home of the new 2015 Can-Am Spyder and 2015 Kawasaki Mule Pro FXT. Stop by and see them yourself at Action Sports 202 Holloman Drive East or click on actionsportstx.com. Going to get to see the sun shine again. That'll be nice, won't it? High temperature today, about 64 or so. Low temperature tonight, around 39. We'll continue that pattern because of the clear skies. Obviously, it'll be colder at night. The north winds will be up at about 5 to 15 today. Then the lay down, it looks like, the rest of the week. No mention of rain in the forecast going all the way through Sunday. So look for pretty nice temps, and the winds, I guess, will eventually calm down and then come out of the some other direction other than the north. I don't see anything beyond Thursday or Friday as to what direction, but pretty nice temps, 63s and that sort of thing. Right now we have calm winds, 93% relative humidity, fair skies, and it's 44 outside.
Whether you're a homeowner, farmer, or business owner, whether you're in Austin, Houston, or anywhere in between, when you need equipment that goes strong every day, you can always count on Supal Prater and John Deere. For more than 35 years, we've offered the complete line of John Deere tractors, Gator utility vehicles, and riding mowers, plus parts, service, and friendly, knowledgeable staff. Find your Supal Prater location and get great deals at cptractor.com. Supal Prater, quality and integrity at prices you can afford.
Trust a real estate agent who cares about your family. For friendly hometown service, contact Jason Byinski at BCR Realty, 219-5555, or on the web at AggielandRealEstate.com.
The whining on college camp high by students demanding safe spaces from threatening ideas has crossed from absurd to deranged. The trend is not confined to Ivy League campuses. It's even spread to religious schools. Dr. Everett Piper, the president of Oklahoma Wesleyan University, recently wrote an open response to a student who, after attending chapel service, complained of feeling victimized by the sermon, which incidentally was about love. The student said the sermon offended him because it made him feel bad for not showing love. He complained the preacher was wrong for making him and others in his peer group feel uncomfortable. Dr. Piper delivered some rather pointed advice to this student after first reminding the poor, victimized, unsafe-feeling youngster that going to chapel was supposed to evoke the very feelings he experienced. Dr. Piper explains it's called having a conscience. In his open letter to the student, he says, an altar call is supposed to make you feel bad. It's supposed to make you feel guilty. The goal of many a good sermon is to get you to confess your sins, not coddle you in your selfishness. He told the student that if he wants to arrogantly lecture rather than be humble and learn, Oklahoma Wesleyan may not be for him. He said, this is not a daycare. It's a university. Wow, an adult in charge of a college. That's refreshing. I'm stunned.
Rush Limbaugh, 11 to 2 on News Talk 1620.
Have you still not refinanced your mortgage? Well, soon you may be kicking yourself in the head. Hi, I'm Wesley Hogan with Westland Financial, and interest rates have gone up recently and will continue to rise, but they're still at historical lows. So don't delay. Let us lower your monthly payment, consolidate a first and second, pay off other debt, or drop you into a 15-year loan with no closing costs. That's right. Nothing's rolled into your loan. We'll pay for your appraisal, title, underwriting, settlement fee, everything. Do not miss out on this historic opportunity. Whether it's a purchase or refinance, you'll pay no closing costs. You won't spend a dime. Think about it. All it takes is a five-minute phone call to find out how we can save you hundreds or even thousands of dollars a year. And by the way, Westland Financial now is proud to offer reverse mortgages for our clients over 62.
Call Westland Financial today at 1-800-431-2765. That's 1-800-431-2765. 1-800-431-2765. 1-800-431-2765. And MLS number 3304. Not all loans apply. Equal housing lender.
Howdy, this is Jason Byinski with BCR Realty. The real estate market is booming. Real estate inventory is low, and we are now experiencing a seller's market. Now is the best time to sell your home, rentals, land, or commercial properties with an agent that has over 20 years of real estate experience and effectively marketing properties by getting you top dollar in the shortest period of time. For friendly hometown family service, please contact me, Jason Byinski, with BCR Realty at 219-5555 or on the web at aggielandrealestate.com.
What does over 135 years of insurance experience mean to you? It means knowledgeable people you know and trust helping with insurance decisions, service, and claims. It means excellent relationships with major insurance companies that can help put money back in your pocket. Competitive rates, personal service, and peace of mind. What more can you ask from your insurance agent? Visit AMCO Insurance at the corner of Briarcrest and Villa Maria in Bryan, or call us at 776-AMCO.
WTAW News Time is 7:30. It's 44 degrees right now at the studios. We'll take a look at your forecast coming up after the news, brought to you by Brazos County Bank. Customer relationships are what they do best. Deep roots, new ideas, member FDIC, and an equal housing lender. Good morning, I'm Patrick Zeinert. A common topic at recent meetings of the College Station and Bryan school boards has been educating at-risk students.
In College Station, Superintendent Clark Ely says they're looking at starting dropout recovery programs at Consolidated and College Station high schools.
And allow them to be able to stay at their comprehensive high schools and maybe be able to access some of the activities that maybe they would keep them in school.
That's in addition to what's been called Timber Academy, which officially becomes College View High School after Christmas break next month. The current enrollment of around 50 will eventually grow to around 200. Jeff Harris was among board members and residents concerned that expanding academic options in the student body will reduce the school's success.
That small school atmosphere, the ability to build close relationships with teachers and their peer group, so that, I mean, that's what I picked up on, and I'm sure y'all did, in the graduation ceremonies. They were a tight-knit bunch when they graduated. I mean, that's part of, I think, they pulled for each other, and that's why they were successful.
The Bryan School Board talked about the success of their alternative high school, Mary Catherine Harris, as they approved establishing an academy for at-risk 6th through 8th graders. Among those speaking, board member Trey Moore.
When we moved back here about 6 years ago, you know, at the time, MC Harris was kind of viewed as a punishment or a, you know, you can't do well here, you have to go to MC Harris or whatnot. And now, you know, every year when we go to the MC Harris graduation, I'm always so thrilled to see those kids and to know that, you know, MC Harris wasn't a punishment, it was a lifesaver.
Superintendent Tommy Wallace says around 30 students have been identified to be taught by two experienced teachers.
That have had experience working with at-risk students, at-risk youth, and they'll be generalists, grades 6 through 8, so that way there's no specific content area.
Enrollment at Mary Catherine Harris started at 20 and has grown to nearly 300. Bill Oliver, Newstalk 1620 WTAW.
The First Blend College Trustees meeting with the addition of two members from Brazos County will be held on the Bryan campus. Former Bryan Councilwoman Ann Horton does not expect the issues Blend faced during the legislative session, which created the new trustees positions, to carry over on the expanded board.
There may be a little uneasiness, but I think we all have to just work together and do the best we can with the situation that we have. I hope that they will find our comments and our input to be helpful, and I know that I'm going to learn a lot from them.
Horton says she'll draw on serving two terms on the Bryan Council.
We don't always get along with everybody, but at least we can be, we can have a good discussion and an opportunity to share ideas. And I don't look at this as being any kind of situation where there's going to be a lot of friction or anything like that. I'm just going into it with the attitude that we can make Blend better if we all work together.
Horton and College Station Mayor Nancy Berry were both members of Blend's Brazos County Advisory Committee, which was a requirement to be considered for the two-year trustees appointment. A new organization created by pastors' wives is hosting an open book discussion on racial discrimination this evening. Due to recent news events, BCSB The Bridge is hosting the event to also address the way government treats minorities. Coordinator April Williams says they'll be discussing Michelle Alexander's book, The New Jim Crow.
It's a mixed group. It's not all academics, and it's not all, working people. Great, because we're going to talk about everyone's sort of perspective on the book and then work through anything that people, you know, might have been offended by, or they were challenged by, or they had a hard time reading, or just things that jumped out to people.
Williams says having read the book is not required, and community members are encouraged to speak their mind in respect of other participants. Event details are online at WTAW.com. You can find more information on BCSB The Bridge on their Facebook page. The Downtown Bryan Association has extended its deadline for those interested in participating in their Christmas parade, which is a week from Friday night. The new deadline is this Friday at noon. Details are online at downtownbryan.com. Meantime, the 89th BCS Christmas Parade is this Sunday afternoon, starting at 2. There are 114 entries for the Winter Wonderland themed parade. Details are online at bcsparade.com. Children are also reminded to write their letters to Santa, which will be picked up by his elves along the parade route. The judge in the Ken Paxton securities fraud trial was asked yesterday to throw out criminal charges against the attorney general. Paxton's lawyers claimed the case is flawed from a number of perspectives. Bill Mateo has noted the special prosecutors have repeatedly amended the indictments.
It's cleaning it up, but it's more than cleaning it up, Judge, because it also reflects that they've made mistakes. They made serious mistakes in charging and serious mistakes in what the law is in order to charge the individual.
Paxton is accused of helping to peddle securities without registering as an agent or disclosing he was getting a commission. The judge is expected to rule by the end of Monday. A DPS trooper has been fired after being accused of offering a woman $300 for sex. Christopher Champion, who was stationed in San Antonio, was arrested Monday night after Texas Rangers recorded a conversation between him and a woman he had stopped for speeding who left without getting a ticket. WTAW News Time is 7:36. It's 44 degrees. This look at news brought to you by Brazos County Bank. More news coming up at 8 or anytime online at WTAW.com. I'm Patrick Zinert, News Talk 1620 WTAW.
At Brazos County Bank, we put our customers first. We are big believers in taking the time to get to know each and every one of our customers and their unique banking needs. Building relationships are what we do best. Whether you're in the market for a business or personal loan, let us be your lender and provide you with competitive rates and terms with a fast turnaround. I'm Lance Lindsay, President of Brazos County Bank, and I invite you to experience what relationship banking can do for you.
Brazos County Bank, a division of First National Bank of Huntsville, insured by the FDIC, an equal housing lender.
Warranties. That's another item every roofing company is promising you. Inevitably, if you've been in business for any length of time, you'll have a warranty issue. Our advice is simple. Trust but verify. Don't take everything that's said as fact. Ask the roofing company for a person which they had to honor their warranty. For peace of mind, go with the name that Brazos Valley has known for decades. Schulte Roofing, home of the Bulletproof Roof Guarantee.
Schulte Roofing, the home of the Bulletproof Roof.
You know that, wow, I'm starving feeling? Subway's got you covered. Now get 50% more meat on any 6-inch sub for just 50 cents more in celebration of our 50th anniversary. Just make it deluxe and we'll load up any 6-inch sub like the mouth-watering spicy Italian or the tasty turkey breast made with freshly baked bread and all the fresh veggies you want. That's 50% more meat on any 6-inch sub for just 50 cents more. So get to Subway and make it deluxe. Subway, eat fresh.
Limited time only. Excludes breakfast sandwiches. Additional charges for extras. 50% more meat compared to our classics.
This holiday season, Santa's not the only one bearing gifts. Ho, ho, ho! It's Repo Joe! It's the 3-day holiday Repo Joe sale at Atkinson Toyota. Shop Atkinson Toyota's complete inventory of over 160 pre-owned bargains, including trade-ins, auction purchases, lease terminations, and repos. Pay just $27 down, then make the payments posted on the windshield, some just $89 a month.
Stock number 152659A, 2007 Honda Fit, selling price $53.88, 72 months at 2.9% APR. $27 down plus tax, title, license with approved credit.
It's Repo Joe, and the holidays are here early. Give yourself the gift of a great used car at a great bargain. Full prices and payments are posted on the windshield so you can see your savings on the spot. Pay just $27 down with payments from just $89 a month. This is the one used car event you can't miss this holiday season. Rush to Atkinson Toyota in Bryan and Madisonville now through Saturday or go online at RepoJoe.com. Subject to prior sale.
7:39, let's check some weather, shall we? It's brought to you by United Roofing and Sheet Metal, home of the Duralast Roof System, world's best roof. Give them a call at 268-ROOF. Go to unitedroofingpros.com.
Considerable sunshine will eventually develop today from northwest towards the south and east as the clouds we've been seeing much of this week push off to the south and east today, high 60 to 65. Overnight clear with a low of 35 to 40. We'll have sunshine tomorrow. Highs are going to be at 60 tomorrow afternoon. clear tomorrow night, a low of 40. And then looking ahead to Friday, it's mostly sunny, a little milder, high 60 to 65. I'm meteorologist Rob Carolyn for News Talk 1620 WTAW.
You see across the country these teams upsetting the bigger teams, the BCS level teams, because guys relax.
That's Coach Billy Kennedy on the Florida Gulf Coast team that's heading to Aggieland this evening. We'll have more on A&M men's and women's basketball. Cliff Kingsbury cleans house at Texas Tech, and the highest paid pitcher in baseball is making $217 million in the next 7 years. All that and more coming up in sports in about 10 minutes.
Yeah, and I don't want to hear about how hard he has to work, okay? Just don't even want to hear that. 7:40, let's head to Washington, D.C., and Congressman Bill Flores joins us. Good morning, Congressman. How are you?
Howdy, Scott. Great to be with you on News Talk 1620. I think I'm going to have to learn how to pitch.
Yeah, well, no kidding. That's a pretty good paycheck, I would think. And, you know, he probably doesn't break too much of a sweat. All right, now let's talk, first of all, before we talk some legislation. You made a trip overseas for the Thanksgiving break.
That's correct. I went over to Afghanistan and to Egypt and Saudi Arabia to see how American policy is working in the Middle East. And while I was in Afghanistan, we got to visit with a substantial number of our military men and women and got to give them a great handshake, or hearty handshake, and tell them that we appreciate them back home for what they're doing, and also to let them know that Congress has their back.
All right, let's move on to legislation then here. D.C., did you recognize the speaker when he came back with his beard?
Well, yeah, I did. I was a little bit surprised, but he explained what's going on. It's deer season, and, yeah. And he decided, even though he's the speaker, that he had a deer season tradition he was going to continue to stick with, and so that's fine with me.
Well, elected folks in Washington, a whole bunch of them used to have beards, but that was, 100 years ago. Let's talk about the business at hand, first of all. The approach that this House Speaker has taken when it comes to, for instance, the transportation bill. It's a big bill. It's 1,300 pages, but there are a lot of things in there. Specifically, I guess what I want to pointedly ask you is what's included in that also is the extension of the XM Bank that I know that you were opposed to. How do you feel about this bill?
Well, most of what's in the bill is pretty good policy. In terms of trying to reduce the set-asides that are used for mass transit and for beautification and all the things that don't put roads down or build bridges. So those things are good. It does have some other bad provisions in it, like the extension of the XM Bank. But the worst thing about it, and this is where I am really struggling with this bill, is the way it's paid for. It goes above and beyond the gas tax, and it taps several what I've referred to as gimmicky sources to pay for the shortfall and the funding needs of it. So my leaning is toward voting no. Now, it will pass, but the pay-fors are just awful, and so I will likely be against the bill. And it doesn't mean I'm against infrastructure. I support a strong infrastructure program. It's just, somewhere down the road, we've got to draw the line for our kids and grandkids in terms of the fiscal direction of the country.
Oh, without a doubt.
I'm likely going to vote no.
Well, let's talk about, what are a couple of gimmicky things that you don't like? And again, if Republicans are supposed to be fiscally responsible, how are some of these gimmicks seeing the light of day?
Well, here's one of the things that they've done that I find particularly offensive is they're taking oil out of the Strategic Petroleum Reserve and selling that to pay for, actually selling at a loss to pay for highways. Look, the Strategic Petroleum Reserve was set up for another purpose, and that was to help ensure our energy security. It wasn't intended to be the piggy bank. Now, this is the third time Congress has tried to use this as a pay for. The second one, which is really hard on our local banks, is to take the, you may not realize it, but every year the Federal Reserve needs money to operate. So what they do is they force banks in the U.S. to buy this special Federal Reserve stock, and they have to keep it on their balance sheet. They can't sell it. They can't do anything with it. And up until now, because it was such an unattractive security, they got a reasonably high dividend on it, like 6% or so. And so what one of the pay-fors is to reduce that dividend that payment so that the Federal Reserve makes more money, and then the federal government scoops up the profits from the Federal Reserve and uses that to pay for this program.
Yeah, that's pretty much off the radar screen of most people. We wouldn't even know that's going on.
Yeah, but our community banks are, they just they can't, well, all the banks can't stand it because they're forced to buy this ugly piece of paper, and then they don't get paid anything for it. And actually, I think it may damage the capital structure of some banks because the dividends are so low that they may have to reflect an impairment. Now, that's all accounting gobbledygook, but as a CPA, it's, and I feel compelled to talk about it. So,
understand. Congressman Bill Flores joining us this morning. Let's switch over to the Senate for a minute because at least John Thune has taken the point on this. We're actually hearing him say that the Senate needs to vote against Obamacare and send it to the president's desk, vote for a repeal of Obamacare, send it to the president's desk and make him defend it under reconciliation. First, if you can, kind of explain once again what reconciliation is and what do you think the outcome would be if this goes to the president's desk?
Well, in a nutshell, reconciliation is a special tool that Congress can use to agree on policy changes and budget changes. And it only, what's unique about this is that this vote, this bill only requires a 51% or a 51 just simple majority threshold in the Senate instead of 60.
Mm-hmm.
And so that allows you to take some controversial items and by using reconciliation and vote to repeal them or change them or whatever. And so in this case, the House and Senate agreed well over a year ago to use reconciliation to try to repeal as much of Obamacare as we can. Now, some people have said that we need to repeal all of Obamacare, but as you know, the House has voted multiple times, dozens of times, to do that, but it's never passed. That same bill's never passed the Senate. Under reconciliation, though, you can't repeal the whole thing because reconciliation wasn't used to put the whole thing into law. And so what the House and Senate have done have found the most egregious provisions that fit under reconciliation, and then we put those into a package. And if we're successful in getting this, and if the president were to sign it, it would basically cause Obamacare to blow up. Even though you haven't repealed the full law, you've taken away such of the egregious funding provisions, some of the band-aids and things like that, where it would just go away because it wouldn't be viable anymore. It's not viable to start with, but it would accelerate its demise. So the House passed our version of reconciliation several weeks ago. The Senate has been debating this for those intervening weeks, and actually the Senate's come up with a better bill for reconciliation than the House. I hope the Senate gets that passed, and then it'll come over the House. We'll approve it. It'll go to the president, and the president he'll veto it, but then he can tell the American people why he still thinks Obamacare is such a great deal, even though insurance premiums have gone up, scores of percent since it went into effect. People lost their coverage. People have lost their doctors. Of the 23 co-ops that were set up, 12 have failed. So it's just a disaster. Look, I hate to say this, but the only good thing about Obamacare is Senator Grassley had an amendment to it when it was in the Senate back in 2010 that required Congress to be part of it. So I'm on it as well, and my premiums went up 17% last year and 24% this year. So for all the folks that were in Congress before I got there that had to vote for this, they're feeling the pain of their own law, and so I'm kind of glad about that. But the problem is just killing the economy. Particularly for our small businesses, but at least Congress is having to feel the same pain, and so I applaud Grassley for introducing that amendment.
Congressman Bill Flores joining us. I know we've got a deadline of December 11th. We'll be able to talk about the budget next week. I want to get your thoughts on the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff in front of the House Armed Services Committee yesterday saying that ISIS is not contained. Then the Secretary of Defense coming in and telling us that there'll be special ops, 200 of them maybe going to the Middle East. Germany with 1,200 boots on the ground. They're willing to send 1,200 boots on the ground. And Russia opening up a second base in Syria. I think there are a lot of things that are going on in the Middle East, and I'd like to get your thoughts about where we are as a country there.
Well, I can tell you this from ISIS has also set up a new branch in Afghanistan. And we learned about how it's operating while we were over there in Afghanistan. Also, from our discussions with the Egyptians and the folks in Saudi Arabia, the leadership of each of those countries, we've determined a couple of things. One, as Iran is, in addition to ISIS, you've got a lot of threats from Iran. Secondly, Russia has essentially come in to fill the leadership vacuum that the president has contributed to in the Middle East, and the leaders of the countries and those in the Middle East are worried about that. And ISIS is you know, it's really not contained. If we really want to get serious about ISIS, we've got to get our boots on the ground to assist with targeting, assist with intelligence and surveillance and reconnaissance and things like that. And so, you know, Ash Carter's testimony reflects the fact that those are the right things to do. It's probably going to take more resources than what he's proposed so far, but at least it seems like we're moving the right way. Look, Congress has been telling the president, the Constitution says the president's commander-in-chief, so Congress can't go fight the wars. Congress can say, can give the resources, and we've done that. We can give the authorization, we've done that. But at the end of the day, the strategy has to come from the president, and we just learned in the last couple of days that the first time the State Department and Defense Department sat down to talk about how they're going to deal with ISIS was just 2 months ago, even though this problem has been brewing in the Middle East ever since the president decided to exit Iraq too early. So anyway, in the NDAA that we just passed, National Defense Authorization Act, mm-hmm. we're giving the president the authority to do all the things that looks like they're starting to do. Will it be enough? I don't think so at this point, but hopefully we're moving in the right direction. The thing I've been impressed with Secretary Carter, he's begun to stand up to the president and start trying to say we need to do the right things. I hope he can get away with it, because my guess is the president may decide he'll sack him like he did the last Secretary of Defense for standing up against him.
Well, again, and that would make about three in a row that we're not pleased with the policies of the White House if that happens to be the case. Congressman Bill Forrest.
Yeah, the last good one was Secretary Gates. I mean, Secretary Gates knew how to take the fight to the enemy, and unfortunately he decided that he ought to retire.
Well, and I don't think he ever wants to come back to D.C., right? I think he was pretty disgusted by the time he left, and of course
I can't blame him for that. It's a pretty disgusting place to have to deal with from time to time.
Congressman Bill Flores joins us most every Wednesday. You can hear the entire interview archived on our website. We had a lot of stuff to cover today, and we're going to have a lot next week. So I thank you for the additional time today.
You bet. Glad to do it. And I'd ask our listeners to continue praying for our country and our military men and women and our first responders.
All right, thanks.
Focus on the Family is brought to you by Doctors James and Maria Childs of Childs Dermatology Clinic. Call 696-4444.
Look younger in minutes at Childs Dermatology. The Beta Lift X Salicylic Acid Peel can reduce the appearance of fine lines and wrinkles and leave skin with a healthy, youthful, smooth, and tight appearance. The best part is that this in-office procedure takes just 5 to 10 minutes with no downtime, so you can go about your day normally. Right now at Child's Dermatology, you can buy 6 Beta Lift X treatments and get 2 free. Call 696-4444 to book your Beta Lift appointment or click childsdermatology.com.
If you had a marriage problem, would you know it? We all probably think yes, but the truth is we all have blind spots. This is Focus on the Family with Jim Daly. The people who know us best will often see that something's wrong before we do, and that's why it can be critical to have friends and family we trust who will tell us if they notice unusual attitudes or behaviors. But the trick is, we have to be willing to listen to them and not dismiss their concerns too quickly. Your children can be a good measure for how much conflict is in your marriage. They have a knack for sensing tension between their parents. They might say you argue too much, or out of the blue tell you they're afraid you're going to split up. Find out what they've seen and what's bothering them. It may be a misunderstanding. Then again, maybe they're seeing something in your relationship that you're not. If the people around you do start saying things are amiss, take a serious look at your relationship. Compare it to what it once was. Remember how you used to love spending time together and serving one another. If that's no longer true, maybe the concerns people are sharing with you are accurate. So if someone close to you raises a concern, don't dismiss them too quickly. Hear them out. And if you and your spouse need the advice of a counselor, give us a call at 1-800-A-FAMILY, 1-800, the letter A, and the word family. Or stop by FocusOnTheFamily.com. I'm Jim Daly.
Hi, I'm Jennifer Lopez. You see miracles all the time at our children's hospital. The first smile after surgery. A girl walking when they said she wouldn't. Parents getting good news. But miracles never come easy. That's why, as great as children's hospitals are, they need our support to keep miracles happening. Please join me in supporting Children's Miracle Network Hospitals. Put your money where the miracles are.
I had fantastic results with the Andro 400 Max. Probably lost 35 pounds, and more impressive than that was the inches I lost off of my belly and my waist. And the increased energy is fantastic.
Andro 400 Max, the best all-natural testosterone booster. Gain energy, lose belly fat. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435.
Howdy and good morning, sports fans. I'm Kevin O'Connor with your WTAW Sports, brought to you by Team of Navasota. For the second week in a row and the first time in school history, Aggie Women's Basketball has an SEC Player of the Week, as senior guard forward Courtney Williams was named SEC Co-Player of the Week after scoring 32 points against then number 16 Cal last Friday. At the press conference yesterday, the two winners, Courtney Walker and Courtney Williams, explained the success.
Yeah, it's a Courtney thing. That shows that we have two of the best guards in the SEC / country.
The Courtneys and the 12th-ranked Aggies will head to Hawaii this weekend and take part in the Tom Weston Invitational. The Maroon and White will face Hawaii Friday at 9 o'clock on Sports Radio 1150 in the Zone, 102.7 FM. On the guys' side, the 18th-ranked men's basketball team head back to the court tonight when they host Florida Gulf Coast at Reed Arena. The Aggies are coming off a strong showing at the Battle for Atlantis in the Bahamas, but Coach Billy Kennedy says the team cannot overlook the Eagles.
It's good to be home. We've got a big game tomorrow night against Florida Gulf Coast. I think this is a team that's dangerous. They've shown at Florida. They were up one at halftime. They've got really good guards. You see across the country these teams upsetting the bigger teams, the BCS level teams, because guys relax, you know, and I'm hoping we won't have that mentality tomorrow night.
Tip-off tonight scheduled for 7 on News Talk 1620 WTAW. We'll keep it in NCAA hoops as UT Arlington gave the Texas Longhorns all they wanted and then some. Connor Lambert and Eric Davis made three-point shots late in overtime to slide the Longhorns past Texas Arlington 80-73. In NCAA football, former Aggie offensive coordinator Cliff Kingsbury is shaking things up at Texas Tech as he fired three defensive assistant coaches. Mike Smith was the co-defensive coordinator and defensive line coach. Kevin Curtis coached the secondary, and Trey Haverty handled outside linebackers. All had been on the staff with Kingsbury since he arrived in 2013. On out of the NBA, where Darren Wilson helped stop the Mavericks skid.
Six to shoot. Shoots the three. Hits! Oh, my! Darren Williams on fire in overtime!
Williams had a season-high 30 points as the Dallas Mavericks defeated the Portland Trail Blazers 115-112 in OT. Dirk Nowitzki added 28 points as the Mavericks snapped a four-game losing streak on the road. Dallas coach Rick Carlisle said he liked the Mavs' fight.
We had a little bit of a letdown, but we just kept saying to ourselves, hey, we're going to fight harder tonight. You know, when it was down eight with, what, 2.5 minutes left, whatever it was, would have been easy to drop our heads. Guys just kept playing. We made plays. You know, Dirk made a great tip to get us to overtime, and then, you know, we pulled it off.
In the PGA, Tiger Woods says that he has no idea when his surgically repaired back will heal or if he'll be able to play golf again at all.
I've had a pretty good run, but I'm hoping that's not it. I'm hoping that I can get back out here and compete against these guys. If that's not the case anymore, then I'll find other avenues.
The former number one ranked golfer in the world had three procedures on his back in the last 19 months and has not played competitively since this past August. That's going to do it for sports. I'm hanging out with Mike Vivaldi from Team of Navasota. We'll get to the deal of the day in just a minute. But you, much like I did, we grew up, let's just say, financially disadvantaged.
Yeah, there you go. To say the least, you know, Christmas wasn't always the most fun when you returned to school. And
everybody got new clothes and you didn't.
Yeah, you didn't get a whole lot and you know, you're making up stuff.
But what's really cool, though, is you now have gotten to a point where you can actually help people out. We did something with Thanksgiving, and I know you do something for Christmas as well.
We try to find a family every year and really try to make their Christmas wishes come true. If you have a family in mind that could use a little help for Christmas, we would love for you to let us know.
So it was a turkey last time, so I'm guessing a Christmas tree this time. Regardless, you can find it at teamofnavasota.com. Not to be all jaded and stuff, but we do have to get some business done. What's our deal of the day today?
We have a 2008 Chevrolet 1500 for $7,900.
To find out more about the Christmas and the deal of the day, it's teamofnavasota.com. And that's going to do it. I'm Kevin O'Connor on News Talk 1620 WTAW.
Here's a Brazos Valley weather forecast. Look for a high temperature today, about 64 or so. Low tonight, around 39. Tomorrow, pretty much the same thing, and Friday and Saturday as well. So look for sunshine out there and temperatures warming up a little bit. 44 right now. It's 8 o'clock. First in news, weather, and sports. WTAW, College Station, Bryan.